It's early evening, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in the nightclub headquarters of J.T. Doherty's crime syndicate, Gordy Whipper stands at the bar in the cocktail lounge, smiles at his reflection in the mirror, thinks how he, Gordon Whipper, can take advantage of the secret he's learned about J.T. Yes, Gordy is making big plans for the power he feels J.T.'s secret has given him. And in a moment, we'll see just where Gordy's plans can lead him. First, far across the city in Blake's restaurant.
Mr. Mason, Miss Street.
Good evening, Leo. My table ready?
But of course, Mr. Mason. This way, please.
Thank you.
Well, Leo remembers it.
Well, why shouldn't he?
It's been so long since you took me to dinner. Does that answer your question?
Why, Della, I took you out to lunch right after we visited Sue Barkley this morning.
Hamburgers.
Very good hamburgers.
You won't get by with hamburgers tonight, Counselor.
Well, sir.
Will you order now?
Oh, yes. We'll order right this minute,
Leo. Wait.
Harry, I'm starved.
Oh, wait, Leo.
Yes, sir.
Della, Paul Drake is at the next table. See them?
Oh, yes. Maybe she's a client of Paul's.
Yes, well, so am I. I left word for him to phone me later. I'd rather see him now and save time.
You want me to...
Yes, do it now, please.
And then can I have my steak?
Della.
I'm going now, Mr. Mason.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Drake.
Oh, I miss Street. How are you, beautiful?
Beautiful is hungry, so would you mind stepping over to Mr. Mason's table for a minute?
No.
I'm hungry, Paul.
Yes. Excuse me a second, Lucy. Mrs. Morrison.
What's up?
Ask Perry.
Oh, sit down, Paul.
Yeah, sure.
What's on your mind? Suzanne Barkley's uncle called it quits.
Hmm?
The stolen car syndicate isn't operating, at least temporarily.
Well, why quit when you got him on the ropes?
Well, Mr. Wallace is worried about his niece and his sister. He thinks the syndicate, particularly the member known as Gus, won't try to take revenge against Suzanne Barkley if we don't crowd them.
I think he's all wrong, Perry. And he's given me the job of protecting Suzanne and the sanitarium. What are you going to do? Go ahead.
Yes. But Lieutenant Halverson has been transferred to homicide. So we'll work with Halverson's assistant. But meanwhile, I want you to go over everything we have done so far.
Too bad that Suzanne Barkley won't talk.
She will eventually. We can save time by getting another line.
I've got copies of Halverson's notes.
Okay, beautiful. When do you want to go over them, Perry?
I am not going to. You are. You are the detective.
Well, sure, but I thought you were.
This is your job, Paul.
Oh, thanks.
And get started immediately.
Oh, thank you again. Mm-hmm. Got any suggestions?
Yes, one. A syndicate member named Pete Wolfen was killed just out of town.
Oh, I remember. Near the nightclub where Kate Beekman worked.
Mm-hmm. I would look closely at the circumstances of Wolfen's death, and I'd do it quickly.
Yeah. When do I report to him?
When, as, and if you find something. Monday?
Monday? Today is Friday.
What, you have all weekend to work? See you Monday, Paul.
As you know, the nightclub where Kate Beekman works is headquarters of J.T. Doherty's crime syndicate. And now, in the nightclub, August Jansen glances in the cocktail lounge, sees Gordy Whipper occupied at the bar. Now, Gus Jansen walks quickly to the manager's office.
J.T.?
Did you lock that door, August?
Yeah.
I interrupted my dinner to come here, August. I was eating fresh young duck when you found me.
This is bigger than fresh duck. Oh, Andre. Mr. Weber's in the cocktail lounge. Will you ask him to step into the office, please? Ask him to come right away.
You going to tell me?
Yes. We need to see Gordy.
Yesterday, the day before. He came to my office just before I spoke with the big fella. This trouble with Gordy?
Yeah.
You lost your head, August. You should know I like to be prepared before an interview.
I'm going to tell you.
It's only a step here from the cocktail lounge. You told Gordy to come here immediately.
He isn't here.
Yeah?
You notice he isn't here yet.
All right.
How was Gordy when you talked to him?
Downbeaten. He wanted to go away.
Go away?
You've been showing him up, and he doesn't know how to fight back. Well?
See him first, will you? Then I'll give you the rest of it.
All right.
He knows you're here, but you'll see how long it took him.
All right, I'm watching.
J.P.
Hello, Gordy.
Well, how's the boy, J.P.?
Hello, Gordy.
Excuse me, Jansen. I'm speaking to my good friend, J.P. Well, you're looking great, J.P. Just great.
You think so, Gordy?
Well, you don't look quite as good as you did, if you don't mind my saying so.
No, by all means, say what you think, my boy.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe you lost too much weight. You don't look as big as you did. Or maybe it's because I'm feeling bigger.
What?
I say maybe you look smaller because I'm bigger.
You're still a shrimp, Gordy.
Shut up, Gus. I'm speaking to J.P.
Gordy, have you been drinking?
Oh, a couple, yeah. Well, what's the word, J.P.? You got something on your mind, or you're just making a routine check?
Oh, call it routine.
Don't you get tired of it, J.P.?
Huh?
Don't it irk you to run errands for the big fella?
We don't discuss the big fella, Gordy.
Oh, no? Well, that's too bad, because I'm interested in the big fella. I think about him.
You shouldn't, Gordy. He isn't wise.
Well, I'm not worried. Yeah, I've been thinking about him, and about you and Jansen here, and about me.
That's a lot of thinking for a little fellow.
Didn't you hear me say I've grown? J.T., tell you I wanted to go away?
No.
Yeah, I got a crazy idea. I wanted to go away for a while. I've changed my mind.
What changed you?
Oh, one thing and another, J.T. Things are looking better. Especially for me.
Now you don't want to go. Well.
But if you gents will excuse me, I want to check the cashier.
Go right ahead, my boy.
Yeah, you sure you don't mind, J.T.?
No, Gordy. No. See you later.
Yeah.
Lock it.
Well, you see any change?
Well, that did it.
I saw it happen to him once before.
Give me the rest, August.
Gordy's a guy who's got to talk. That's his failing.
Yeah.
And since he talks, you know what he's got in his mind. Gordy's changed, J.T.
Yeah, I saw.
I saw him change before, so I talked to him. I learned what made the change. This was some time back.
You talked to him this time, too?
Kate Beekman. Gordy spouted to Kate Beekman about secrets. The same way he spouted when he thought he had something on me.
Well?
This time it's you, J.T.
Me, August?
Yes, J.T. You got any secrets?
We all have secrets, my boy. What do you mean?
Gordy bragged to Kate Beekman about a secret. Something on a real important guy, a big guy, or a big fellow. She didn't know what he was talking about. Do you?
That's dangerous talk.
And you know what he meant?
Yes. We'll have to stop him from talking. We'll have to stop him cold.
J.T.?
Kill him, August.
You want me to? Personally?
Yes. August. August.
Yeah, J.T.
Do it right away.
Sure. Oh, I'm not asking, J.T., but should I know what Gordy learned?
You don't want to know, August. Believe me, you don't want to know. See?
Yeah.
Good. I don't care how you do it, but do it clean. Do it quick. I want Gordon dead right away. Big fella and I appreciate that. Good job.
As you know, J.T. ordered Gordy's death to end the threat of J.T.'s secret. But as we shall learn, Gordy's death can mean the beginning of tragedy and danger to a nice, innocent girl. By all means, hear Monday's important and disturbing developments.